Well, there are, as I discussed here a moment ago, competing proposals from the Democrats and the Republicans to save you money on taxes, maybe cut taxes. That's what Republicans are talking about. Governor Whitmer talking about giving $500 to people that qualify just to keep their pocketbooks solvent, I suppose. State Rep. Matt Hall here. He is a Republican Michigan House member from District 63. Matt, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, for the folks that are not clear, where is District 63? Give me a landmark or two, would you please?
Sure. Well, I live in Comstock Township, and I represent parts of Kalamazoo County and Calhoun County. We got Schuler's and Marshall, Firekeepers, and Gull Lake. So we're listening to you on WKMI and WBCK.
Greatly appreciate that. Nice call out for those stations. Good stations, part of the Michigan Talk Network. We appreciate them as well. All right, so Republicans are pushing the idea of tax relief in Michigan. Governor Whitmer ridiculing that idea. And then Governor Whitmer throws out the idea of $500. And I read this and it bothered me, Matt, because this is what the problem is. She offered $500 to those that gross $250,000. Right. Well, the problem with that is if you have a pass through business, an S corp that you run through your, you know, company that way, you're going to gross $250,000 and be disqualified from her $500 tax rebate scheme, even if you only make $100,000 is your real income. You see, they're not very good at this, are they?
No, and you remember it was just 2 years ago where she proposed a 40% tax increase on our pass through companies that the Republicans in the legislature blocked. And she proposed a 45-cent gas tax increase. I mean, where would we be under her policies? But, you know, that's why we didn't want any gimmicks. You know, she's looked at the polling. She heard rumblings we were coming back with another tax cut plan after she just vetoed our $2.5 billion tax cut that would have given an income tax cut. And she vetoed our plan that would have suspended the gas tax, giving people immediate relief right now. So what happened is she came out with this gimmick. We didn't even understand really what it was. But what I think it is giving one-time $500 checks to certain families in Michigan,
right,
as you described, that make certain income.
And excluding the rest.
We're proposing a real plan with – exactly. And we're proposing a real plan with permanent relief.
Well, and there you go. Let me ask you about something, though. All this talk about extra money, right, that we have a surplus, isn't it? Michigan's debt currently is somewhere around $80 billion. We have $80 billion in debt in this state. So why is anybody talking about all this surplus and extra money and how we, you know, we got an extra $5 billion here? We have almost $80 billion. We're at $78.4 billion in state debt here. You know, seems crazy to me.
Well, and you know, that wasn't made better by Governor Whitmer going out alone and borrowing all this money to pay for roads that are sort in areas that her voters live. But what I'll say is, if you look at our plans and our budget, you will see a lot of money going to pay down debt. We put out a plan recently that would shore up all of these pension systems across the state. And we are putting money into our rainy day fund in our House budget. So you'll see we're paying off a lot of debt. But the thing is, there's so much money around. You know, I started 3 years ago. Our budget was $57 billion. I saw the governor.
Now it's 77.
$74
billion. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's gone up dramatically. But here's the problem. Aren't we still paying for Governor John Engler's Build Michigan's Parts 1, 2, and 3, are we still paying that? And those roads have long since turned to dust? I mean, have we not learned a lesson here?
Well, I think that's correct. You know, we're still paying for that, and that's why it was a bad idea when Governor Whitmer went in alone to borrow more money for roads. But what we're doing here is listening to the people of Michigan who are struggling because of this Democrat-caused inflation.
Yeah.
And based on what I'm seeing,
Governor Whitmer wants to spend all this money, and we think we should give it back to the people of Michigan by getting rid of the income tax eventually, and we're doing that now by going to 4.0 and allowing a bigger exemption for people. And that's going to be a big deal. This helps our seniors.
Well, it'd help a lot of people. I think you should take the state income tax right down to zero. You look how states perform that have zero income tax, state income tax. They perform exceptionally well against other states in this country. I think we should take it right down to zero. But that's just me, Representative Matt Hall here from Michigan's 63rd House District. I want to ask you about something else here, Matt, and that is Palisades nuclear plant's going to close in 10 days. Taking a tremendous amount of energy out of our grid. And the warning now coming from the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO, is that we could be seeing all sorts of brownouts and blackouts in Michigan. This is also a warning coming from other sources. We shut down all these coal-fired power plants ahead of time. We have nuclear power plants that are still viable that we're shutting down. If the wind doesn't, we don't have the infrastructure for windmills and solar panels. And if we're sitting here in the dark, you know, July and August because there's a heat wave, I don't think that's going to make a lot of people too pleased here in Michigan.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I've toured that plant over there. It's near me on the west side of the state. And we just passed something out of the House yesterday that calls for examining how we can expand nuclear power in Michigan, because you're exactly right. You know, there's some newer technologies with nuclear that we want to look into. But the point is, you can't do it all with windmills, can't do it all with solar. We need to expand natural gas in our state. That's why I'm fighting for Line 5 against these Democrats.
Sure.
But also nuclear is part of that solution, and we need to expand it, not shut it down.
You absolutely have to expand. I agree with you that on all that. And hopefully you get to this tax relief. Obviously, this governor is going to veto tax relief for the people. She's going to, because she's done it before. She vetoed a temporary repeal of the gas tax. Gas in Michigan, I don't know what you're seeing over there. I mean, it's $4.50 a gallon here. It's flying high. It's climbing. It'll be $5. AAA predicts $6 by the time we get to the end of August. By the time we get to Labor Day, it's going to be $6 a gallon on average around the country. And this governor decided not to give us a break on the taxes, at least temporarily. Another missed opportunity, I believe. I'll give you the last word, Matt.
Well, you're exactly right. These Democrats say we want to do this $500 because they need immediate relief one time. But we would have given them immediate relief with that plan, and she vetoed it. And that's where people are suffering most. And that's why we put together a real plan, $2.5 billion, back in the pockets of the taxpayers in Michigan where it belongs, to help them fight this inflation. And we'll keep fighting for real relief for Michigan taxpayers.
I appreciate it. Matt, good having you here. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Thank you for the good folks at WBCK and WKMI. Nice shout out. I appreciate the. I like your style, Matt. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, so I do think we should go right to, let's get rid of all income taxes in Michigan. How about that? How about we just get rid of all the income tax, right? That's me. That's what I would suggest, but I'm just a guy here on the...
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog. Puppy mills and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.